With SRN News, I'm John Scott. O.J. Simpson has died of cancer at the age of 76.
O.J. Simpson was a football hero, a Hollywood actor, and the subject of what became known as the trial of the century. Simpson played 11 seasons in the NFL, mostly with the Buffalo Bills. He was the first running back to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a season. After retiring, he went into broadcasting and acting, appearing in the Naked Gun movies and the Towering Inferno. His 1994 trial for murder in the deaths of his former wife and her friend gripped the nation with wall-to-wall live coverage. Simpson was acquitted but later found liable in a civil trial.
That's correspondent Marty Saraletta. Also at SRNnews.com, severe weather wreaking havoc with floods and damaging winds across the South.
Severe storms across the Gulf region on Wednesday caused damage from Texas to the Florida Panhandle and flooded streets in New Orleans. In Slidell, Louisiana, an estimated category EF1 tornado damaged dozens of buildings. Chris Kaufman is the fire chief for St. Tammany Parish.
We had to evacuate more than 50 people from this structure. No fatalities, a couple of injuries, but just amazing that we got through this area, how bad the damage is.
In Texas, flooding led to water rescues in Jasper County. There was heavy damage to a church in Port Arthur. And in Katy, Texas, a severe thunderstorm collapsed part of the roof of a Firestone repair shop, flinging an air conditioning unit into the parking lot. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. producer prices rose in March from a year earlier at the fastest pace in nearly a year, offering more evidence that progress against inflation may have stalled. The Labor Department reports its producer price index rose 2.1% last month from March 2023, biggest year-over-year jump since April 2023. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 171 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 70. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bags again.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Poland on Saturday. Graham will preach to thousands of people at Tauron Arena in the city of Krakow. More than 40 years ago, his father Billy held a historic gospel festival in Warsaw during the height of the Cold War. Franklin says, quote, "I'm not coming to Poland to talk about religion. Religion cannot save you. I'm going to share the good news of Jesus Christ." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany will pay a one-time bonus to Holocaust survivors in the wake of last fall's deadly attack by Hamas on Israel. The Conference on Material Claims Against Germany says it has negotiated a bonus pool of 25 million euros to be distributed to survivors in Israel, some of whom were injured or displaced by that attack. The conference says the money will go only to Israelis. This is SRN News. Israel is pushing back on a public relations campaign by Hamas. We have the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israel has opened a new front in the information war being fought simultaneously with the military ground war in the Gaza Strip. Articles depicting in detail the horrors Hamas inflicted on October 7th, including the sexual assaults and first-person accounts by former hostages, are being translated and distributed through the government's Arabic language website. The Arab world until now has suppressed any access to coverage of Hamas atrocities. Meanwhile, new polling has confirmed that world sympathy for Israel post-October 7th has dissipated and returned to pre-massacre levels. The rapid loss of sympathy is attributed to the constant showing of Gaza's destruction and reporting of its citizens' plight. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.